Welcome to day 121, Shavua Tov. I hope everyone had a beautiful Chag. We are up to the 8th parak of Maseches Kilayim, and this 8th parak starts a brand new topic. We've already seen Kilayim when it comes to vegetation and grain. We've seen Kilayim when it comes to a kerem, a vineyard. And now we're going to see Kilay Behema, Kilayim when it comes to animals. There are two types of Kilayim when it comes to animals. One is crossbreeding, and the other is having two types of animals work together. And we're going to see what that means in just a few moments or over the next Mishnayos. But before we jump into Kilay Behema, the Mishnah is going to take stock. It's going to give us categories. It's going to organize everything that we've seen so far and everything that we're going to see. And it's a type of Mishnah that we might intuitively think would come at the very beginning of the Masechta because it really kind of lays everything out very clearly. But we've actually seen this style of the Mishnah before where it'll jump into details right away, perhaps assuming we know certain things, but it jumps into details. Then once we're familiar with those details, then later on, it'll tell us the klalim, the general principles that determined what those details were, or really that encapsulate everything that we had seen already. So perhaps different than we might think, instead of first larger categories, first having a table of contents, which is what we'd probably be more familiar with and more comfortable with. Instead, the way of the Mishnah is often to give us those details. We sink our teeth into it right away and get really into the nitty-gritty. And then we should be, once we're familiar with that, then the principles start to become almost muvan me'ilav. They start to make themselves clear on their own. It's a fascinating way of learning. So says Mishnah Aleph of this 8th parak of Kilayim. Kilayim, when it comes to Kilayim of a vineyard, Asur milizroa, you're not allowed to plant it, you're not allowed to plant another sort of grain in a vineyard, or in the four amos next to a vineyard, or in the six tefachim next to a single vine, whatever it is. Umilakayim, and you're not allowed to allow it to continue to grow. If you see something growing, even if you didn't do it, we saw that already, you're not allowed to allow it. You have to uproot it right away. Vasur and bahana, and anything that does grow from that mixture in a vineyard, you are not allowed to get any benefit from it. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to sell it and make money from it. It has to be destroyed. It has to be burned. That is when it comes to Kilayim Hakaran vineyards. Kilay Zraim, when it comes to grain, Asur Milzroa Umilakayim, you're also not allowed to plant it and you're not allowed to allow it to continue to grow. Umutarim ba'achila, but you're allowed to eat it. V'kol shekein ba'na, and certainly if you're allowed to eat it, you're certainly allowed to get other sorts of benefit from it. So that means that if you're in a store and you see some sort of mixture that you weren't allowed to create, it's an illicit mixture, so to say, you're still allowed to buy it, you're allowed to enjoy it, eat it, get any benefit from it. Kilay Begadim, when it comes to Kilayim of clothing, which we haven't really learned about yet, mutarin b'chol davar. You're allowed to do really anything to it. You're allowed to make it. You're allowed to own it, whatever it is. But ainin esurin el milibush. The only thing you're not allowed to do is wear it. You're not allowed to wear shatnez wool and linen together, but you're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to make it, whatever it is. You just cannot wear it. Kilay behema, when it comes to kilayim of animals, and specifically we're talking about crossbreeding now, mutarim legadol lekayim, you're allowed to be megadol, meaning raise them. What does that mean? So the first say you're allowed to, let's say, have two different types of animals that are not allowed to mate together. You're allowed to keep them in the same area. You're allowed to keep them in the same, whatever it is, pen, whatever that terminology would be. Ulakayim, and in fact, if two animals that weren't supposed to mate did mate, whatever their offspring is, you're allowed to be Mekai, you're allowed to use that animal, it's no problem. Ve'ein masurim ella milaharbiya. The only thing you're not allowed to do is to cause them very explicitly to cohabit together in order to create an illicit mixture. And finally, kile behema asurim zebeza. Kile behema now refers to the offspring of an illicit mixture. You might think that if you have an offspring of one illicit mixture, now it can mate with an offspring of another illicit mixture, because after all, they were both the result of usur crossbreeding. The answer is no, that's not true. They would still have to be exactly the same type of offspring and type of mixture in order for it to be okay for them to mate to one another. And the example that the Mefarshim give is if you have a male donkey and a female horse, and the result of that mule would not allow to be to mate with a male horse and a female donkey. I think whatever the opposite was, I don't even remember what I said, but it needs to be, the mother would need to be the same. We're going to see that momentarily or in a few Mishnayos. The mother would have to be the same animal. So anyway, that is the final rule when it comes to Mishnah Aleph. Now Mishnah Beis, we're going to be dealing with not Kila Behema when it comes to crossbreeding, but now Kila Behema when it comes to having multiple animals work together. Says the Mishnah, Behema in Behema, two different types of, a Behema is an animal that is a domesticated type of animal, V'chaya V'chaya, or two different types of wild animals, or behema in chaya, v'chayim in behema, or a domesticated animal with a wild animal, or a wild animal with a domesticated animal. The Mefarshim point out, the Rash points out that second category is not necessary to say, because if you already said behema in chaya, then you know that it's also a chaya in behema. But anyway, the Mishnah is being thorough, There are different ways to understand that also, but that's the general understanding, is that it means the same thing. It's just saying the inverse of one another. Tamea and Tamea, two different types of non-kosher animals together, or Tahora and Tahora, or two different types of kosher animals together. Tamea and Tahora, or Tahora and Tamea, pure kosher, non-kosher, non-kosher, and kosher. Asurin, in all of those cases, Asurin, Lacharosh, Belimshoch, and Lahanig. They are not allowed to. Lacharosh means plow together, meaning if two of them are in the same yoke, so to say, or tied together, they are not allowed to plow together. They're not allowed to Limshoch, pull, be pulled together, ulahanhig, and they also would not be allowed to be guided together. There's different different mafarshim explain different possibilities to what those things are. The simplest way of understanding is that limshoch would mean to pull them from the front, whereas and perhaps it means to pull something else, whatever it is. Ulahanig would mean to guide them from the back. But the point is, they're not allowed to do any malacha, any work together. The question that's outstanding, that's not clear here, and some mafarshim point out, is the Mishnah talking about them just simply walking together? If you are guiding them and they're tied, do they have to be doing any work? That's the question. But in all of these cases, we'll assume right now it means in a working context, to plow, to pull something, or to be guided. In all of those cases, any of these pairings would not be allowed. To behemas, to chayas, behemen chayas, kosher, non-kosher, in all of those cases, two different animals would not be allowed to do any of that work together, assuming they're tied together and doing it at once. That is Mishnah Beis. We'll continue in Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.